Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. Well, it's Monday morning, June the 13th, 2011. Our very hot season here in Arizona has begun. Even though summer officially doesn't start for another week or so, by Thursday this week, we'll be seeing highs of around 106, but that's just the beginning for us. Triple digits here last until about mid-October, so here we go, the start of another hot season. And speaking of starting, I recently published an article called Time for a Fresh Start, and I wanted to share some of that information with you on this podcast and add some other things as well. You know, many times people feel overwhelmed to start over. A lot of people lack the confidence to even take the first step in starting over. This fear of doing something new occurs not just with large challenges, but even with small things, such as changing a habit. If you're at a point in your life where you need a fresh start, regardless of how small or large the issue is, I mean, could be something major like moving across the country, or could even be a habit you've decided to, again, start over and really do something about it. Well, I'm going to give you three very helpful keys. Because you really can have a new beginning if you define your life, let go of the past, and take action. You know, I've found myself needing a fresh start in a dramatic way a number of times in my life, and perhaps you've experienced the same as well. As recent as 2 years ago, I was laid off from my job after being employed for nearly 17 years, and, well, as you might imagine, the initial thought of starting over again was not very pleasant. But again, I've experienced a new beginning many times and in various situations. There have been times when we moved across country to a different city to gain better employment, starting over in new surroundings. I think when you're young, though, the idea of starting over can be exciting, but it seems the older one gets, the idea of starting over becomes less and less appealing, maybe. Well, here's the thing. I don't like the phrase starting over. To me, it can carry a negative connotation. Now, I say that because most of the time, people use the phrase with discouragement. Well, now I have to start all over again. Oh, gee, I don't want to start all over. So here's the first key. Instead of saying starting over, why not call it a fresh start, or a change of pace, or even a new beginning? Now, doesn't that sound much more appealing than having to start all over again? You really ought to watch how you define things for your life. The way you define all the things in your life will always have an impact on the results that you get, so be really careful how you define things. You know, I think everyone would agree that there are times in life when things just don't happen the way we wanted them to happen. Gee, you think? Now, this could be a result of our doing or because of the actions of someone else. One of the biggest things that can hold us back is holding on to that which did not happen the way we wanted it to. People spend so much time lamenting over things that just didn't work out the way they wanted them to, especially those things that are outside of their control. You know, when I was laid off, I could have spent countless hours wondering why I was laid off, what could have prevented it, how unfair it was, blah, blah, blah. I could have held on to anger and resentment and bitterness. But you know what? Instead, my focus was on a new beginning. The second key in your new start or new beginning is letting go of the past. You cannot change the past, and you cannot control anyone else's free will either. But you do have control over your own choices. Choose to let go of the past. I recently published an article about forgiveness, and boy, I'm going to tell you, that's real important if you're really going to let go of the past. I put some links below that'll take you to some content on this site about forgiveness. Let me say something else about that, and some people aren't going to like this, but it's true. Weak people do not forgive others. Why? Because weak people always look for excuses, and so they blame others for where they are in their life. Now, it may very well be true that others have impacted your life, but you know something? You are never going to move forward until you forgive and let it go. If you really want to live this life operating with the love of God, you need to forgive, let it go, and move on. It's true. Regardless of how ugly or unfair things have been, If you don't let go of the past, you will never be able to move forward. So if you need to apologize to someone, well, then do it and move on. If someone has not apologized to you, are you kidding me? They haven't apologized? Oh, my goodness. Forgive them and move on with your life. If someone does not treat you the way that you think they're supposed to, are you kidding me? They're not treating you right? Look, forgive them, love them, and move on. If you don't, the past will enslave you for the rest of your life. You know, countless people still mentally live in the good old days. Oh, they think back on when things in life were so much better than they are today. They have pleasant memories, and they really wish that things were today like they were back then. Meanwhile, their lives just waste away because they're living in the past. You know something about the past? Good or bad, the past is still the past, isn't it? And we can do nothing to change the past. We live today because we cannot yet live tomorrow. And what we do today will have an impact on where our lives will be tomorrow. And now the third key in your fresh start. Take some action today. Begin each day with the excitement of a new beginning. When you wake up each morning, it truly is a new beginning, regardless of what happened yesterday, because yesterday is what? Yep, the past. And it really doesn't matter how much progress you make today. Just start moving forward, taking whatever action you can. Today is a new beginning. Today is a fresh start. Today is the beginning of the rest of your life. And never forget that when you wake up each morning, God is still on the throne. He still loves you unconditionally. Each morning when you wake up, all the promises of God are still true, and they're still there for you to claim. They're written for you. Choose to claim those promises for yourself. So, be clear on how you define your life. Let go of the past. You can learn from it. And then, let it go and move on. And then, take action every day on your new beginning, remembering that you're not alone. God is with you. He is at work within you to will and to do of His good pleasure. God loves you and has given you promises that He is willing and able to perform for you. Enjoy your new beginning. Well, that's it for this podcast. If you have a comment, go ahead and type it in down below. We'd like to hear what's on your mind. And don't forget, if you're a subscriber to this blog, well, you don't have to bookmark the site. You don't have to check back to see when I've posted something new, because as a subscriber, you'll get notified personally every time I do post something new. And it doesn't cost you anything to subscribe. It's free. And if you do, as my way of saying thanks for subscribing to this blog, I'll give you a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some information down below. Thanks again for listening, and until next time, this is Mike Verdicchio. Have a great day.